Yeah, chipping away at the latest movies. We do that every week with Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Garth, we're still in the middle of school holiday time, mate, so there are a lot of kiddie movies still floating around.
Yes, there is, there is. It's been a good school holidays in the fact that we've had some great films. Lego Ninjago's been out. One that I was very sceptical about but actually turned out being quite good was the Emoji Movie, and Captain Underpants. I never thought we'd have a film entitled that, but here we go. It's the modern era.
Needless to say that while you were viewing those films yourself, there was no need to look around to find me there because I was not there.
Yeah, and then what's this saying? We're not going to meet in the hallways.
Well, the hallway maybe. I mean, you're coming out of those
all
films.
True, the cinema.
I was probably coming out of Flatliners this week.
Yeah, no. Look, I won't be in that cinema, and you won't find me in the It cinema or the Saw 17 or 45 or whatever they're up to in those ones.
Now, I did see an ad for that coming up too.
Yeah, look out. Horror season is not... we've been in horror season, but you know, it's always sort of, you know, October, November, that sort of bit is where... Maybe we've had it a little bit earlier this year, but we always have a period of time where there's the scary films that I don't go near a cinema for.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll have to do my hellos and greetings with you here then. Look, a big film that's on its way... Sort of a remake or recontinuation, I suppose, of Blade Runner.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you've got some big-name actors in this one as well. You've got Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, Robin Wright, who many would know from the Netflix series House of Cards, stars in this one, Jay Leto as well. And this is a continuation of that story from what they're telling us is 30 years ago.
Yeah, it is about 30 years since the first one. Let's have a listen to Blade Runner.
I thought you might be able to help me with the case. Any idea where I could find him?
Every leap of civilization was built off the back of slaves. Replicants are the future, but I can only make so many.
Why is everybody whispering?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what I found out the other day was that this story, the original Blade Runner, was actually studied in schools as part of like alternate fiction and all that sort of thing.
Is that right?
Apparently going to the movies is part of schooling now, which is great.
It wasn't when I went to school.
Went to the wrong school.
We had to do a lot of book learning.
This is all about the chaos theory of humanity and all that sort of thing. So, look, a great film. And if you really want to see some great visual spectacular vision on screen, Ridley Scott producing this film, so we know we're going to get some fantastic visuals.
A lot of other smaller releases just floating around at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's one of those weeks. No one wants to go up against those, the big Blade Runner film. But, of course, look, something for the kids. We've had Wiggles out with their nursery rhymes film just over the last couple of weeks. Now we've got something more for those nursery school, if you like. Shopkins World Vacation, if you're probably if you've got young kids in your household, and I'm talking 3, 4, and 5, you probably know what Shopkins are.
Amazing. I'm actually up on what Shopkins are.
Okay.
Very scary stuff.
We'll ask that question later. But look, they're on our big screen now, migrated from the small screen. We've got an anime film called Fireworks. If you like your Japanese animation films, then this is one of those ones that... look, it's a very niche audience for this one. You'll know whether you like that sort of stuff or not, so come out and have a look at it. But if you like something a little bit more refined, Jeffrey Rush has a film out this week called Final Portrait, and it's the story of a Swiss painter and sculptor, which is very lovely, and so you know you're going to have some very arty look and feel on the screen.
Well, you couldn't make that up, could you?
You could not.
So what are the films that have been doing the big business this week? Oh, It is still up there?
Yeah, look, it's sitting in... in terms of box office this week, it sits in the number 5 spot. Number 4, Lego Ninjago, $3.8 million. Kingsman, which we spoke about last week. You really need to have liked those films to go. I know you saw it and said it was great.
Yeah.
$13.9 million at the box office over the last 2 weeks. Captain Underpants in the number 2 spot. And the big one for the last week, the Emoji film, $10.7 million. The kids have been out in force.
Amazing. $10 odd million for the Emoji movie.
Just alone. And that's over the last 3 weeks since it's been released.
If we could go back in time and put a couple of bucks in it, we'd be doing
all
right. All right, Garth, thank you for that. We'll catch up with you next week for some, hopefully, more horror movies. Bring those on.
Oh, okay, sure. Thanks.
Fair enough.
See you next week.